Yeah, I think first half maybe it was a 20-minute, maybe it was not playing last week or whatever. We were maybe a bit off the pace early on, and first 20 minutes we gave them a shift to Dunfermline. But I thought last 10 minutes of the first half, and we gave away a poor goal start second half. But after that, I think we came back into it and we caused them problems 2-1, and then it was a penalty incident. Obviously, when I was, it was a Stonewall penalty, and then speaking to the people in the stand. But I think when the goalkeeper's reaction is hands on the head, not I mean he's not complaining, he's hands on the head, he knows what he's done. And I think the referee's the only person here, but hopefully he'll phone me up on Monday and apologise and say he got it wrong. But whether he's man enough to do that, I don't know. But we definitely feel aggrieved. But to be fair, we gave them 2 goals a start, but we've never given up. We've got that goal back, and we did put them under pressure with a few corners. And you could see that they were making changes and changing the system. And we did have them camped in because they were just like clearing it anywhere and things late on. And we just couldn't get that second goal to bring us back into it. But I thought we had the momentum at 2-1 once we got that corner, scored an excellent goal. It was a great strike. We definitely had the momentum, and then when Ewan Spark made a great run and he got it and he pulled them down, I think you could tell by the goal. I think from being a player's perspective and playing for 21 years, you know if you catch somebody and you're like, oh no, you know it's a penalty. And if you don't catch them and you're like, I never touched them, ref, you know, thing me. But if you go, oh no, and you know yourself, you're walking back and you're thinking, I'm going to get a book in here. That's what the goalie done. And then for me, for the referee not to see that, but then that's the way it goes. But okay, we gave Dunfermline maybe too much, maybe set off them too much in the first half. But if we keep doing that, we are definitely improving, like each wee bit, week in, week out. And if we can keep improving week in, week out, and obviously use that to advance, maybe get a few in January, then hopefully we can start getting the right results and start closing the gaps with teams above us.
Do you feel that when your player went down, he got up extremely quickly and went back for the ball? Do you think that's made the referee's decision not to award something easier?
I don't know. I would never encourage him to like fall flat down or anything like that. I mean, we're not that sort of type of team or whatever that would encourage him to go down and roll about or anything like that. I mean, but I don't know. Maybe his view was blocked. I don't know. Maybe, be honest, I don't know if his view was blocked or something like that. But he's got a linesman that's maybe 10 yards away from him at the time. And I think you could tell where the ball ended up and where the keeper done and the keeper's reaction, that I think that's always a giveaway. And I think what's probably hard to take is it was a soft penalty. Even like Jack Walsh last week said it was a soft penalty someone got against us to win and goal. And even speaking to their players, they know they were fortunate today to get away with it. And they're an honest bunch, and we've got honest players as well. And when players say that, you just feel, but it's but these things can go for and go against you. But we just have to use that, and we have to work hard boxing them. We have to work hard the next day and try and get back for Inverness next week.
Quite impressive in the second half. Is that something you're looking to build on for next week then?
Yeah, I think we take positives out the second half, and we show that if we don't sit off them and we get tighter to them, that we can force them into mistakes. And when we do win it, we have got pace and Isaac and Connor to cause teams problems. If we can just sort of improve on our first half performance and take that forward, moving on to Inverness and into the new year and playing them again.
Cheers, Darren.
No problem. Cheers. Thank you.